Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Welcome to Unscripted. Quick note before we begin. The cast and crew will accept zero responsibility or liability for any decisions that listeners make after listening to us, be that good or otherwise. Honestly, people, do not take life advice from us, as we are not experts in anything useful. We're simply here to share our opinions and hopefully provoke thought and not wrath. And of course, if we hurt your feelings, that will be addressed at some point in life. But hopefully today is not that day. So listen responsibly and enjoy.
So, ho-hos.
Yay!
Well, three hoes.
He didn't make three hoes, he said three hoes.
He was calling three hoes?
He was calling three hoes. Mm. Well, technically, it could be, when Curry says it like that, it could be calling one. He's just putting emphasis on the ho.
No, but I don't know, there's understanding.
Nobody ever thought that he had a speech impediment, so we could be shaming.
Yeah. Same thing. Mm-hmm. See, what about inclusive society we're dealing with nowadays? See that?
It
Unscripted.
Is.
Unscripted.
That's just
unscripted.
That's just
and progressive.
Fuck up. Yeah. My quest is to begin the show.
Stop it.
Hey, yo.
Stop it.
Welcome to what is now? What is the Christmas special?
What can go so?
Wish the Christmas you a Merry edition. Christmas.
On the show! Hey, run the way out of my blood. I'm sorry, too strong.
I know,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah.
Big up.
Under the stairs. Big up, big cup.
Big cup.
And ice cubes.
Yeah.
And little cup too.
Big cup. And little.
No.
All cups matter.
All cups matter.
All cups matter.
Ice.
Yeah,
nobody
cool,
else.
Yeah.
You're not saying nobody else. That's so. All.
We don't need ice.
Brand new special. We don't need ice.
Wait.
Listen, I'm Kirk just with cold temperature. Be like, oh, I'm there, guys.
I'm winter, my thing, I'm good.
Cool. Yeah.
And I'm sitting beside.
So, guys.
Fire.
Listen, guys.
One, Ifa, Basa.
I know.
I know what. Kami's not able to do this. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Christmas episode of Unscripted.
Yeah,
that is it.
I mean,
God is still away, so you don't know. God, you can be
yeah.
Saying.
Chano, you're there.
God, I don't take your place permanently here.
No, man. Chano, you're there.
No, it's your place.
Your place.
That is it. Figure mine over ice. Over the icy part of the world.
Hey, yo, yellow.
The man who just a power from the icy part of the world.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I found it. Warm. Inside.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
I can imagine. And because the man who dress for the cold temperature.
Yeah, I mean.
We stay cold.
Timbaland, because of himself. Yeah.
Timbaland.
Yeah, man. And not face.
Clark.
And a North Face with a jacket.
No. Okay.
Now winter the blood tab and just for one, so we
been up together. You sneeze even right there, so you think me either.
Right there.
After the first two times, I'm not going to catch again.
But it's not freeze again.
Oh, you see, not catch me. Okay, cool.
No, not that.
No, I understand why your temperature rise, you know, we get it. You're not going to feel the AC where you sit.
Come on, me decide, brother. This are like 10 tenement yard at town about now.
Yeah, hot.
Hot.
Oh, God.
Let's not normalize tenement yard.
Please, I beg.
Let's not normalize tenement yard.
Yeah. Because you're warm at the man landing place, brother.
No, I Google tenement.
So that's what you know.
Oh, my God.
Guys, watch out. We're going to have a good show today. Today's Christmas special. We started out off camera, we started out a little conversation.
Oh, I'm Denique, by the way, sorry, that got lost in translation.
No, of course. Will you introduce me first?
The rose among the thorns.
That is it.
The one with the whole reason why you smell good today. Oh God, watch it. Because normally the money come in, they not run a column, but they say, Denique come. My God.
Christ. Ready?
Ready?
I wore Vicks for you.
Oh God. So, the cards are around, and one markup for us is when we realize that Christmas is around is when we start your Mariah Carey on the radio.
Yes.
And
it's time!
It triggered me. It made me start feeling a way about it because all of the rest of people with the Christmas albums before Mariah Carey.
No, everything play, man. But Mariah, that's
just
there
at forefront. Yes, she capitalizes on it.
You see, if you like everything playing,
yes. Yeah, man, everything.
Come and do a little research, you know. That, you know,
every Christmas, every Christmas, the Fab Five song them play.
Yes.
Every Christmas,
Jacob
Miller them play.
Yeah.
Chris Brown still has the leading version of this Christmas.
There you go.
Did you know that Ella Fitzgerald have a Christmas album?
Didn't know that.
No.
You know that Destiny's Child have a Christmas album?
Yes, I did know that.
Did you know
that
the Beach Boys have a Christmas album?
Michael
Bublé.
Shaggy have a Christmas album?
That's what I'm saying. Like, so many people have Christmas albums that get lost. Thanks to Mariah.
Shaggy have a bad Christmas.
Are
just
that we as God, we don't play Mariah Carey more than anybody else.
It's not even that. It's just across,
feel like the rest of the world.
It's a good album.
It is. It's a great album.
Yeah,
you know, and that one song.
Craig said it. The people who cheat the game in that one, yeah? Boys too.
Oh, yes.
Because their Christmas album was the Christmas album.
Fire.
Yep. And they also featured on her.
Yes.
So them kind of, them get a toe through the window.
Mm-hmm.
Not even through the door. They got like a toe, so you see them. In the game too.
Mm-hmm.
Man, stay in the game.
Maybe I'm just not that person excited when it comes to Mariah Carey.
No, but that's a great, and it's an original song.
I love Mariah.
I love Mariah.
I'm okay with her.
Why are you okay with her? What has she done that has made you not? Okay, but can you honestly say you're not a fan of hers? That's fine. She's probably saying fuck you, right? But let's talk about her music first.
Yeah.
Her affinity.
Yeah.
For
that Christmas
genre.
Song is great.
No, let's talk about album. The song. The album.
The album is good.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
bro, you were talking about Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the song that I'm saying.
No, but Tim doesn't love the album. You cannot.
It's true. Boundaries. Guys, remember we were respecting
her
boundaries
song
on the last episode. We were respecting
her song.
Boundaries.
I understand where
so
a lot of people
if I were to sing to you right now, all I want for Christmas is
Woo! Sing it, please.
No, but that's
make him
real. If I have Mariah Carey singing it to me, to carry me home, and you are singing to me, so you go on by yourself, sing then. Sing.
You see that?
I love that we got us on camera, too.
Yeah.
Sing, baby, sing.
I don't have to do nothing. I just have to sing and go my yard.
Kiss me, baby.
No matter what you do, you know, how are you there?
Right.
Me asleep with you, my man. So, I don't care.
You know the from the noise you did?
Yeah, you are going with a go, woman. Hey,
let's not normalize creep.
Let's not normalize creep.
You can call it where you want. Because me, alright, I'm not gonna sleep with any good that. Anyway, she there, you know.
Right, that's so.
You'll steal it.
Hey, we can't wait for the internet to get this.
Cerebrally.
We can't wait for the internet to get this and clip it up.
Yeah,
we're
sleeping with
Denique.
Oh my God, no. Jesus.
And they caught it on camera.
And she's like, I'm so happy this is on camera. Mercy.
Yeah.
Yo, you know,
so
we had this too long, because why did we just put all of that together for real?
Yeah.
Anybody see the thing with Mariah Carey and Rihanna?
Yes, I loved it.
To me, that was.
Oh, that's the boob.
She signed the boobalish.
Yeah. It was such an authentic
exchange.
Exchange.
Yeah, it was so dope. But it was nice to see people have that. stature, because you know sometimes people get lost in them persona yes. and who they're supposed to be in yeah. front of cameras.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then just drop that and I'm like, yo, yeah. I love you, you're dope.
And I actually love that from Mariah's part. Because we all know Riri kind of have that down to earth in the motor already. Mm-hmm. But from Mariah to be like, yo.
And she's normally known to be like a super mega diva.
She is.
She dropped that whole
act. No, but you know what though?
It's a nice person.
I really nice wanted group. Us to talk about the titties a little bit more.
And very yes, nice. And then she had kids and listen, kids.
Who and I'm also because. Thinking about how blessed those children are. Because
yeah, they
are.
Because the kids helped with the boo. I'm telling
I could
you.
Do, yeah.
The poor children, do. I had no boobs. I just want to just make that very clear.
Really?
Yes. They used to call me I am born.
The poor children also didn't have any boobs. I still don't.
I'm the same.
So. Back to Ironborn.
So wait, now we're not being no more
people. Yo, Rodney.
No, right now, I'm just trying to
focus. I mean, Rodney is the eater of the crew still, so.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad Denny caught that on camera. Yeah, man. So now that you and I are going to sleep together tonight, and you declare
in
me.
In your brain.
In your mind. So Anna, you know your mind, me are the biggest eater.
Subconsciously.
Can we not normalize talking over the cake?
We just want to know.
Especially can we not normalize talking over the cake?
Especially as the biggest eater.
Especially as the biggest eater. Come on.
More I know.
What do you want to know? You're going off topic. This is supposed to be the Christmas special. What's wrong with you?
Well, it's
you don't eat cake.
It's Christmas cake.
You don't eat cake. It's you eat the most cake from within.
Oh my God!
Thank you for that.
This keeps going worse and worse.
I know. It's a rabbit hole that never stops.
Thanks to the bin. Jesus Christ.
Oh yeah.
All right, guys.
You know, sir. Enough of drink for them. This happened here.
No, we absolutely should drink. Because people are watching the real side of people, bro.
Sorry, like
bro, you're going to people start thinking, I scratch me having a
so funny that you said that, I was saying to somebody the other day because they realized they're like, yo, I'm a completely different person when I drink. I'm like, yeah, one, you don't have to control your liquor. So when you're drinking, two, liquor is liquid courage.
Yep.
If you drink responsibly,
You should.
Mm. You know, many people. Oh, their dancing ability.
True.
To the amount of alcohol they've consumed.
Yeah. Very true.
Yeah.
And their children.
And their children. And other mistakes too. Let's not just stop at children.
And their children.
And other mistakes. Like, we're going to stop at children. Yeah. I forgive me. My children are mistakes.
I think there are a lot of people who woke up one morning and said, blame it on the alcohol, boy.
Well, yeah. Jamie Foxx said it.
Speaking of Jamie Foxx.
ESPN, is that?
His ESPN.
Watch him special with towel. You might get a little weak in the eyes.
That's good, man. Very good.
It's special. I still haven't seen it. You watch it? It's very good.
I watch it twice.
So good.
Coffee is so good.
I think it's the
best. Just take 45 minutes out of your day.
It's some of the best work I've ever seen.
Because he's been,
really?
Because he decided to be Jamie Foxx.
No, he decided to be Eric Bischoff.
Well, yeah. But
oh, like that's his name before
that's
Eric
really, yeah. Oh, that's his government name, his birth name.
Every now and again it was carrying me and I said, remember, it's a special.
Mm-hmm.
But one at a time when it carried
me. Why, because he was joking it out?
No, because he was measuring it.
He was.
But measuring it naturally.
Yes. Yeah.
And if you listen to it, coffee close ears. You know, there's something that people have in musicians, comedians, what have you, a timing thing. Mm-hmm. And if you listen to him, you'll hear him go.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Something.
Right? That's something that anytime you find him doing any interview, anything, and him vulnerable with something, that's when
he reached there was a time when he broke down though.
Yeah, man. A few times,
but that one time when he's on his plane.
That really made me understand that, guess what happened now? I think the world has looked past the veil of his creativity.
Yes. And I like that he reminded
when people see the man, you know, because it's hard.
All the cars,
it's hard to see the man, and he gave you all of them.
Yeah. He
did.
Him say, hold on. And I'm
and
sure
you
think me, Alice? You don't remember that?
Watch it.
But
me, the truth is, more get all of my little crew that watch these things. So only all of us together.
Tough as you might think you are, or
it's worth it, man.
Or sort of like flippant as you might think these things are.
So many lessons, too.
Sitting, I may tell you, you, no man, bro, without him carry you to a point where you never even realize you're reaching it. Like, you have to catch yourself and say, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Bad man.
It was so good.
See that?
I'm a rate Jamie to the fullest, so.
That's a that's a Jamaican's way of saying, yo, Jamie make me cry.
But of course, we tell it, mash me up.
But you know what, too? He was so authentic in all his forms.
Right.
Sam, he played. He was a comedian, which is everything that he does.
He's so multi-talented. Like, he's one of my favorite
entertainers. Yeah, wicked, man.
The voice, I don't know when he can sing in his life.
Know,
true.
I know.
And he's trained classic.
Yeah, classic
piano. Right? So,
talented you. All right, so I'm going to watch Gemma Fox thing. But,
yes.
Christmas special.
Let's go.
Up full. Living thing. What we say? Merry Christmas to everybody. Season's greeting. Sorry. Remember, everybody, I can tell them Merry Christmas nowadays. And
true.
When did that become a thing?
Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa. Oh.
I don't owe you
one
shit.
The other ones.
Whatever I'm telling you about Christmas, receive it the way you appreciate Christmas. If I even tell it to you the way you say it, fuck it. If I say I love you and you want to say I care so deeply about you, I don't need to change my fucking words. Merry Christmas. That's what I mean. Check it, don't No.
The bottle of Christmas. It's weird, eh? Yes. Merry Christmas. Take it, blood.
Yeah. But, I see through all of it and
Mary.
I know what he's saying.
Mary.
Yeah, I get it.
Darkness.
By the very nature
of what Rodney just saying, Rodney said, yo, if I send you a message in a particular way, I don't care how you receive messages. When I send it, receive it the way I intend it.
But that's him say.
But you know how fucked up that is?
Yeah, man.
Because I can show my appreciation by boxing across your face.
Mm.
But you're not going to feel it as appreciation. You're going to feel it as a slap across your face.
Mm-hmm. If I know that, that's your way.
Is it going to be like a Will Smith box?
Probably worse.
Ooh.
Well, if you don't want to do that, you know what I mean?
That's bitch slapping.
And you have special backhand.
Well, that's bitch slapping, man.
Is what do you call that something there again? Love languages.
It's communication. But I believe communication is, you have to gauge you sending it and how the person receives it.
Of course.
Because otherwise, it's
like futile. Of course.
Yeah, but Merry Christmas.
Unless it crosses.
You know what I mean?
Merry Christmas. Man.
No, I understand what you're saying.
Any language, it has the same sentiment.
I agree.
Cool. So that's what sentiment.
That's what matters.
So that's it. So can you send the sentiment without saying Merry Christmas? Because that's what it has become. Which, if you ask me, it's annoying.
Big up yourself.
Very annoying.
That works. I changed.
Big up yourself.
Myself.
Yeah.
In December.
Your interpretation.
Yeah,
December, big up.
I mean, to be honest, guys, I'm just gonna say Merry Christmas,
I don't.
Yeah, I help myself, but
I don't owe it.
No,
I
have to
catch myself under that politically correct shit, which is annoying.
It is.
I guess that's how you know if I really into you. Like, if my into you, like, me and you're cool, I'm not care what you think. Like, I say Merry Christmas, because you know something I mean nothing by it. But if I really know you like that, like I say, hey, season's greetings.
Yeah.
I must say that you know something I really fuck with it.
Yeah.
So, for the people, I'm going to tell season's greetings.
Yeah.
Sue me, bro.
Yeah.
Nah,
it's true. But well, how do we get here? That's the question.
That's the annoying.
It's always
happening. When did the world become that sensitive?
Oh. I mean, in general.
Yo, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm sorry.
He said he's sorry.
I'm sorry.
We're going to move on from it. Let it go. Do you like Elsa?
You hear this man
saying
you
really,
you mean that, sorry? Because suppose you're aware of saying, I'm sorry, it's going to drink out of person.
No, man, I'm
no, he's genuine.
I'm sorry.
See that?
Don't
cry this time.
Don't cry this time. And let it
go. Jesus Cristo.
Listen to me. For the rest of the show,
that's another intellect.
That's the nerd in him that just, you know. Hold on, because Puerto Rico the other day,
do a video shoot.
Yeah. And the driver, the name Jesus. See?
Yeah.
We see that we love it, and we are waiting for them to come pick up and see that. Because we didn't exchange them, so he can call when he reached the lobby. So, me and Dean, they're in the lobby, and we are reasoning, you know.
And my phone ring. I'm looking at my phone and I see Jesus. And me, I say, boom, boom, clap, beam, Jesus on the telephone. I tell him what I need. I say, yeah. No, but it's like, no, but Jesus, when your phone ring and you look on it and see Jesus, say, do something with it.
And on that note,
nobody do something, man, serious. Yeah, yeah. Even though I know who it is, it's like, fine, oh
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I made it a page.
Did you screenshot it?
Eh?
Did you screenshot it?
I did not.
Oh.
But I can always message him and say, calm me down.
You know, say, so you spend too much time wrong on you.
No, but I read it. No, it do something, man. I'm frightened. But now I tell you all that. You know me no more.
I'm frightened. Because you never really expect Jesus.
No, I never expect Jesus to call
you. Yeah.
But to be honest with you too, that is probably something happening as well, spiritually.
No. Maybe. There's a song that said Jesus come for one, he come for all.
That is it.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Hearing that from anybody else would have been normal, right?
Yeah.
But from him, it doesn't feel like.
Yeah.
Call it. Hold it.
Yeah, leave it alone.
Hold it.
Let it go, brother.
Don't follow the pagan. Let it go, brother.
Hold it.
He come for one, he come for all. Look at Jesus. Right for Jesus.
Live
for Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus.
Are we good there?
We're not going, we are there.
Yeah.
It happened.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
It happened.
Yeah,
and I'm going to go, we're not going.
Okay, okay. So, yeah. Oh my God. What is wrong with you?
Well, the character.
What was I wrong?
I'm going to mute you.
What was I wrong?
For the moderator, mute Randy.
For the
people who are wondering.
What did
I say
wrong?
Mute it.
You hear that?
Say your
head. You're mute.
You're mute. You're still not wrong.
We're talking about Christmas pastimes.
Ooh. Let's talk about Christmas pastimes. Yeah.
What's that with you? What's your favorite Christmas pastime?
No.
Just overall. You can tell us the different versions.
All right.
Like as you've grown.
All right. Early on. My favorite thing about Christmas was the presents, of course. If you don't know, you get to, one, either save your own money, because my parents were like that, but I have to save my own money too. Mm-hmm. And then would I still buy you something, but you don't know. Going around shopping, getting toys, playing with the new toys, showing off for your friend with the new toys. That was probably some of the best part of growing up. And then, when I get older, the best part, and still is the different houses where I can go for get food. And the games night after that. Because always have ended at games night.
That's a bar. Oh my
sometimes
God.
Sometimes the games night have been kind of wild. I have stories about people naked in traffic. We won't tell the details. But some of our games nights get wild.
You're still muted.
You don't get to say anything. So yeah, it certainly changed as we've grown. There was that time when the party season was, you know, it was party season. You don't get every party.
In
but
traffic.
What kind of grow that up?
What's your favorite pastime for you?
Whoa.
You're muted. Why are you making sounds?
I need more drinks. You know something I really... Boy, I don't know. Whenever you do them something, I think back. It's really food, you know? That's all that way, but it's a real thing. Like, it's the food. Not that good.
Consummation.
No, man, but it's...
You are muted.
It's really the food, man. Really, it's really the food. And the fact that you get to share it with the family.
Yeah.
Okay. Miss Pussy. You get to share it with the family.
Oh, God.
That's it.
For me, it started out with just, like you said, the celebrating. It's a combination of the two, I want to say. But the good thing about my parents is, even though we're a Christian household, they still, my mom introduced Santa Claus. So I believed in Santa Claus and putting up the tree. I used to love decorate the tree and create that whole thing. As I've gotten older, it got to a point where it was about the gifts at one point. But then after that, it's more about the season. It's like everybody comes together.
It's beautiful, everybody comes together.
That's always a good thing.
That is always important.
That's always a good thing.
Honestly.
Anyways, it's family, friends who became family. Like, it's just such a joyful time. And of course, food. going to different houses, eating all the Christmas food. I don't know, something about Christmas Day oxtail. Something about Christmas Day oxtail and cornbread just tastes different.
You know, based on the responses, I have two questions. But I want to hear what's Rodney's favorite pasta. Oh, like, then I know. When I go back in the days of the 30s and something.
Please, stay with it. You can go 80.
That's like my childhood just gone. Just came to 30.
Only a teenager.
Yeah. Right? I mean, shit, where do I start now? Christmas tree with all, like, a whole sea of gifts underneath. Mm. Because more than anything else, for my mom, God rest her soul, as our only child. So, everything just, but while all of that going on, I also have to create a whole list of things that I'm giving away. So by Christmas, two times a year, but especially Christmas, you already have a set of things packaged to give away. And I don't know who, it's not like you're giving it to Peter or Paul or Mary. You just know that they're going to carry them to probably like Salvation Army or somewhere. And you have to give them away and make sure you're giving away stuff that you really value. Things you like. So that, yeah. And the whole idea of family, because I never thought that there was anybody who would ever eat ham. I just thought ham was universally part of Christmas.
Right.
And eggnog.
Poquito.
So, as the years go by, you realize that children, that's all I really value Christmas for now. Children, and as you know, I don't think Christmas is for me or for us. It's children.
True.
That's really what it's been.
It brings out the inner child. I think it brings out the inner child in all of us.
Yeah.
Like, I will enjoy going to buy gifts for the kids.
Yeah.
Because secretly, man, I get to play with it before I'm going to get it for them. Like, move the school, I character them. I enjoy that shit.
And it's just their satisfaction, too.
Yeah. You know, I never remember. So when back in the days when we used to have real Christmas tree.
There was a favorite pastime in my family's household because I grew up with my grandma and my mother. But grandma had arthritis. So when she made cake, guess what? Guess who gets to stir the cake? The big strong hands of my grandson.
Of course.
And of course, you know when you have to stir the cake.
Exactly.
Yo, you don't
There's
know.
There's a specific way.
You don't know, but then he mentioned Christmas. I love to talk about Christmas trees. Currently, as adults, do you have a Christmas tree in your house, sir? Yeah. Yes? Yeah, me and you.
Real tree. But remember, well. Yeah.
You do what? At what point do you pull it down?
You pull it down.
We can't ask none of that. We're not a man. We don't pull down the Christmas tree.
That is why I don't put one up, because the responsibility that can fall upon me.
For me, like, I love, just like you said, it brings out inner child in us. I love, it's like I am not reliving my childhood, but I'm now in a healed space, or I'm in a space where I can curate the experience for my kids, because I play Elf on the Shelf and all of them. So, and the kids love it. So it's like seeing the smile on their face, but I take down my Christmas tree and I say, maybe like the 2 days after New Year's Day.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really efficient.
Yeah.
Because my name,
sometime on February, the decorations might come off, but the tree is
still there. It's still there. It's Easter, guys. Why we still have purple light? Oh, blow it, man. So, because I'm lazy, I know what it's like to have to pull it down after the festivities. You're not as excited. No. You're tired. I'm going to say, John, I'm going to under this.
Now, for real, the people who, like, at their houses, not commercial space, have an entire story from them gate to them house when that I come down, you know.
It's necessary. Sometimes we don't take it down.
With the light bill that have come down.
All right, that was
just...
Or you do like
Anybody drive around and like look for the different designs?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. It used to be a thing, it's not.
No, man, it still happens.
Still.
Just drive through uptown, man.
No, yeah, man, I'm scared.
I've seen a few. Drive through uptown, drive through Cherry Garden.
Yes.
You see some things.
If you're in Port Louis, if you're in Mandeville, there's a specific place called Fairbanks. Just right after where they're from, someone see.
Head it, or if you're in Vicente. Them have some very serious people here who tell the whole Christmas story.
And them front line.
Yep. To them house, I mean, I say, you know, say, when I need Jesus more than them lights.
You know, say, they probably have more Jesus because of those lights.
True.
And JPS.
And JPS.
First of all, nobody don't have Jesus like Craigie, okay?
Yeah, it's in my phone. Oh, Jesus called Craigie.
Jesus on the telephone.
What's up? Okay, what's up?
Okay, but I get a message for you, Steve. No problem.
So just know that Jesus broke through the WhatsApp encryption, yeah?
And now we know that Jesus is Puerto Rican.
The Messiah.
Compañero.
Fool.
We touched a couple of things that interesting, especially about Christmas.
Yeah.
No, I think our children, but I think they have the same appreciation. Anybody remember that's something in the name. Junk, no?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. It's fucked up, what?
Yeah.
Well, I remember before Junk, no? Yeah, what was before Junk, no?
Young Junk, no?
Maple, Dinky, Mini.
Oh, no, man. You go back to the 30s. Remember my time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah. But I said,
that's what I asked you. What's that?
Remember Junk, no?
I remember Junk, no? I remember the whole dancing.
A lot of what came from celebrations went into Christmas. So Christmas got a lot of what we would announce as independence. Because Junko now, like, float and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is black people's creative expression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a problem. I can't
so, you know, our Christ and Christmas was a different kind of variation.
But don't they still do something similar to Junko now, I believe, in Old Harbour?
In rural. It's like a whole Kingston scrub everything, you know. Yeah, but man, rural you know, like people
carnival, just like that. All the people in the community come together and they march from dusk till dawn.
What them call it?
Grand Market.
Not Grand Market. In Old Harbour, they call it something else. But that's the concept, from dusk till dawn.
Maybe that's the main point. That's how we end up in this big-ass metal thing. But it's only rural
ceremonies. We don't see that no more.
No, we don't. Well, that's but
Moby, that with the Moby, them did downtown Kingston. But
because as entertainers, they would have booked entertainers back in the day and say, "Come perform with the street lighting."
But question, okay, Grand Market.
Mm-hmm.
When did you guys know that it was called the Grand Market? All the time.
I know, I'm still not knowing.
Here the thing.
This is the Christmas Eve shopping thing.
It was always Christmas Eve to me.
Yeah.
It's when I go to Mandeville and I hear when we moved to Mandeville when I was about, I think I was 11, and now I hear people talking about Grand Market. I'm like, what is that?
We never hear that name.
And they're like, the night before Christmas, I'm like, you mean Christmas Eve? They're like, Grand Market.
It depends on where you grew up.
Okay.
Because some areas,
Christmas Eve is for church.
Yeah.
Grand Market is all that.
That is the road. Is because we never come from.
It depends on where you grow, I am assuming. Because you know what more than I call it Grand Market. Them just say, yo, you got apple tree.
Yeah, we never know. That's what that means. We never know nothing about Grand Market.
I think that's Christmas Eve. That's it. Yeah. That was just Christmas Eve.
God, them days that nobody stayed in Portmore for Christmas. Kingston.
Yeah.
That was it. What about New York time? But the Jurassic era.
And I might the pre-Jurassic era. When we are all stone and I write from fucking wall, don't
it? What did the dinosaurs?
What did the dinosaurs?
What did the dinosaurs say?
I'm gonna stop it. I'm a virgin. I'm gonna stop it.
Thank you, Mikey. After all.
I mean, no, hey, so
we're looking at the hierarchy. What was it called?
In your time. When Mary gave birth. At the point that Mary gave birth, what did they call it?
No, I grew up. I'm an uptown video.
Clearly.
Right. So clearly. I understand one basic thing. Christmas Eve, and that's church and whatever. Great. Grand Market was something I kind of knew existed downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So
They help us say, all right, fine. Remember, no, you know, rah, rah, rah. Mm. And she got grandma that. So you know within yourself, say, all right.
Some name, sir.
Mm. It's not just that, but it's supposed to be this all night thing. Mm. So you're waiting for somebody to say, oh, yeah, man, we could go. And you end up passing through because the idea now is you're going to go see fireworks.
Mm.
Because the harbor.
Mm-hmm.
But you still don't get the experience of this grand market thing till you get a little older and say, hey, I'm gonna try out this. Mm-hmm. Yo,
okay.
It wasn't a thing for the
winter. I used to do it all kind of, again, as you said, nobody spent Christmas in Portmore, so would I leave? Would I go downtown, Aperture, wherever? And that's that would have been my experience, but.
But also for the viewers, then, too, if you have any. Mm-hmm. Conceptualization or where it originated from, let us know.
Please.
Let us know. Let us know in the comments. Where was Grand Market originated from?
What was the original, the very first Grand Market? I'm curious about that.
And how did it come about? What was the idea?
Honestly, thought Randy would have been here. Tell
me that love. Honestly.
Because he's normally.
The knower of our things.
He's normally intellectual among us.
I don't know about that nerdy. I'm just saying.
Why does he have to be nerdy?
He is nerdy.
I am super nerdy.
Yeah.
I thought you were being mean.
No, he's just being honest.
Yeah, the word I mean, Derek.
Okay.
How much more mean do I need to be? Come on.
You know, I like to the carols.
You remember when we used to go caroling? Nobody does
that. I used to love
birds wash their socks by night all hanging on the line.
Yeah. This is nice.
Angel so, you used to go caroling down and said those socks are mine.
I should ask that question.
That's definitely back in your time. I don't know that one.
Angel
wears
socks?
Jingle bells, Batman.
Hold on, hold on. Make a final. Make a setting straight.
No. Make a
final if Angel wears
socks. When Jesus said. You think the that was what? The wise men sang when they saw Jesus.
Yeah.
They, I thought they were
like, brought,
I don't know. Okay, right, you know what?
They brought,
I didn't know angels were socks, but hey.
Frankenstein and Merle.
Merle.
I love that.
So, oh, shit.
That's a name. If you name Merle in 2024.
I'm a Catholic.
First of all, Caroline is pause your thoughts. I have to talk about this. 10 seconds. Maybe a little bit longer.
I met
a 9-year-old boy walk with me whose name is Desbert.
It was enough for tell life on people.
Hold on. Let me just tell you straight up.
Rude boy.
I'm sorry. Desbert, I'm so sorry.
You just get rescued. Forget you, bro.
I could not believe
Desbert. What do you mean?
3 years ago.
Anthony.
So now he's 12. Probably in high school.
Let me tell you this.
His name is
Desbert.
How do you grow up
Desbert?
Yeah, but
well,
you're
already
talking about
Desbert.
No, but... I'm a Kingston.
Yeah, let me tell you something, though.
I'm a Kingston.
Yes!
I'm not live a Kingston.
Halfway tree.
I'm not live a Kingston. I'm come from out of town. I'm not ask Christ. Nobody a Kingston born and grew.
It's important.
Would I name them child
that? Hey, let me tell you this. That's like, you say you're bullying me.
Move on.
Let's give him a shirt to say bully me.
When last you see a 10-year-old you named Donovan?
You don't never met a baby named Craig?
You don't never met a... Who has ever met a baby?
Never met a baby Craig.
You ever met a baby Keisha?
Never! It's like they just spring up out of nowhere.
I feel like all Keishas are grown.
All of them. All Craigs are grown.
Quinisha.
Desbert should be grown.
Desbert? Bro.
When
baby father and baby mother at war.
I forget my name.
All right. So where my name? And the grandmother carried the picnic on name. That's how you end up with Desbert.
No, Desbert, we should
say. Hey, I don't know that scenario. That's rough.
Desbert.
No. Then you have to say, I was doing my nails and I said, stop. No, stop, because this cannot be real.
Desbert rough.
Desbert? How do you look at your newborn baby?
Yeah, that rough.
You know,
maybe.
I wonder if you're my junior.
No.
I want to take this opportunity. Desbert, I don't know your parents. I don't know your grandparents or their families.
But I think your good relations
come together and give you extra presents.
This Christmas.
When you're meeting Desbert?
Yeah.
That was fun. That boy
soon as he reach, don't make them tell you nothing. Soon as he reach 18, Tell him go court. Your family need to pay you. They owe you, dog. 18 years of hard life.
Okay, I know we took a sidebar, but like, what's the wildest name you've... Besides Denver. What's the wildest name that you've ever heard a child being named? Leave Derek alone.
I never said nothing. You see? I never said nothing. Ever. I don't say nothing.
Why? You notice you're getting muted before you even start talking.
Why me always get the blame for things I've never said?
Why
because
are you
because you're a bully.
You're a bully.
Me?
Why are you like
this? Being bullish all episode.
Isn't he? Why are you like this?
All right, I'll go first. One of the wildest names that I've heard is Currency. I met a little boy.
It's a fucking lie.
Swear to God. Today, December. What day is today? We didn't remember. Christmas. Today, December, Christmas. I swear before my friends, all my friends in the room, the ones you can see and the ones you cannot see, I met a baby whose name was Currency with a K. K-U-R-R-E-N-C-Y. Okay? And they had the little line.
Rensi.
And they had a line through the C, but I'm like, why would you put that?
No, man, parents.
That's
it. Actually, my mind not even sounds so bad.
No, man, if you flag.
I was on the
he
flag.
Knows,
I couldn't believe it.
He knows a man who shall remain nameless, but he named him son.
Was he a junior?
Was
he a junior?
No.
So
no.
Say the name of the son then.
No, he was not in.
I can't.
I know him, our friend.
But you know what? I'm very proud of him, son name.
I know somebody who
big up Kurt.
I have a friend who named him son Aristotle. And that to me was wild.
That's not so bad.
That's what I'm saying. But that to me was wild.
That's not so bad.
At the time. It was wild.
Name a child Aristotle in this age?
That's not so bad. That's not so bad. At least there's a famous Aristotle.
So okay, so what do we shorten that as? Can't say Ari, because Ari's a girl name. No.
No, man, you call the whole name. It come with prestige.
Come to Aristotle.
It come with prestige, man. Aristotle come with prestige.
You know what? Not gonna lie. I
don't want the Ari.
Most of them are
I would never name myself that.
After currency, I mean, Aristotle sounds a bit.
Most of them are just say Ari. Hey, wow. Me know a woman, man, she about 6 feet, man. All them name of a different alcohol.
One man shot for
me. Moet Chardonnay. Hennessy Moet Chardonnay.
All them, the name of my
alcohol. Yeah, man, Alizé. Alizé, sorry.
That's why you tell them blame it on the alcohol. She remember exactly what go on before.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So anything.
Whatever I was drinking.
Just as wild as Currency.
No.
Whatever she was drinking.
Currency win. Currency win, man.
I asked them twice to be sure.
That must feel like more than the comments.
You know, there's a law in Germany that you can't name a child anything you want.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man, there are a set of names where you have to. Yeah,
you know, I'm not gonna lie. It's a lot of
names.
I don't think you can name a child adult.
I think what it happened. Sure. I think what it happened. Somebody did try and name them Pitney Syphilis in a Germany.
I know a girl whose name is Candida. Her middle name is Candida.
Candida. For those who aren't aware of what Candida is,
Candida is
this is
Thrush.
This is your moment to go.
Thrush, our pet name, though.
Or maybe Thrush,
our pet name?
Maybe Yeasty.
Yeah, our bread.
Rough.
Yeah.
Ah!
Also,
adding while we're on names.
Why you want all of them?
I don't know.
The next stories you have
other on the topic of names, have you guys seen the TikTok where they say you really should name your kid after the thing that you love? And there was one, I think it's Bad Siki, big up yourself, where he says, lunchtime, come here.
No,
KFC, come here.
You know that there was a girl. I think she come up on school's challenge quiz. What? Her name is A B C D.
Yeah, Abacada.
No, Absidy.
Not even Abacada. Absidy.
Absolutely.
You remember like that show?
I tell you,
show
sir,
yourself.
Your people have now no little creativity,
no, you
no little
not,
vibe.
No, you don't hear none yet. This little boy, when I was in high school, he was in prep school. His name, Christopher. I kid you the fuck not.
Because
well, his last
George
name
Foreman,
is Christopher.
George Foreman
his
name
first
his,
and middle.
His children,
and Christopher.
But, all his sons named George. Yeah.
No, but George.
No, all his sons.
Yeah, but
that's
different.
Yeah, no. But my
friend
said
it's
one
little
boy.
Last name.
No,
this
is one
little
boy. This one little boy, you know, his name is Christopher.
No, but that, you see,
they all spell the same way.
Them
no,
son,
the first one.
Okay. Who cares?
The last name spelled right.
No, but that's spite. That's spite.
The middle name spell a little different.
That's why adaption.
But his name, Christopher.
Hold on, adaption. We need to promote it more because that is a sign to me you never want this child.
Yeah, man.
And in order to keep this
man.
Child, you decide, sir.
Yeah, man.
You make wicked, him
man.
Life.
Based on the name. Hell. Based on the name nowadays, we can start sending over to people's house. Based on how you name the child. You know what? This child is in need of
yeah,
care
man.
And protection.
Yeah, man.
So we send this over.
No,
yeah.
Just think about it.
No.
Even at fifth grade at primary school. Every minute the principal has sent call, you know, for wonder why, you know, brother. He might go stab somebody, beat somebody, slap somebody.
No.
Why? Because
no.
Who gave the name?
So. So why you put that on the people?
Yeah. I say, brother.
Take it back.
It's not for the child. It's not for the child. It's for the parents of the name. Them are the parents who blame, brother. You don't know.
No, are you?
No, somebody must rescue children like these.
Always.
Out of the clutches of them wicked parents. You're an abusive parent when you do that to your child.
Yeah,
you
I believe so.
You have to get tears on by your advice.
That's a true concern.
So you wouldn't need me some Guinness?
I beg your pardon.
I beg your absolute fucking pardon.
I tell you this, if I am
winner.
If I end up having another child, that child will be called a cuppa.
A cuppa coffee!
You really found that funny? What the
if
fuck?
If you ever do that.
I love it. And their middle name has to be hot.
No, bro. No. It don't even. No.
Alright, what could kill it?
Chacha.
I agree.
Can we? Alright, well, you travel the world. All of us have traveled the world.
All of
you. This one I got.
You is the most traveled.
Yeah.
True.
But, however. Which one of us are going to tell the... What's the most interesting thing you've seen internationally at Christmas time?
Shit. Probably the size of a Christmas tree. Public. Like a Christmas tree.
Like some yeah. Jamaican people would have been shot by.
Yeah,
I can start.
Shot by?
I can start. In Curacao, they have a time. So like from maybe like the 15th
mm-hmm.
till the end of the month,
mm-hmm.
every day is fireworks.
Ooh, I
you're going out of town and have like these huge dolls where you can walk in between and take pictures on the inside and on the outside
that.
And everything.
Then that
okay. But we don't have that over here.
No match I read
talking near Niagara Falls.
No, the fireworks every day of the week not interesting to you? Random Thursday, let's go outside and
you know I think a borderline artistic. Certain things like minerals.
Well,
like those
things
are
that kill, them do that.
I'm not moving me
near Niagara Falls.
Sound like you have aspirin.
Every evening there's fireworks, bro.
Asperger's Street.
Asperger's.
No,
for me. Okay, so since nothing don't move great. For me,
it misses.
The most interesting that I think I've seen, I think Jamaicans would be fascinated by, is the cars with the lights.
Yeah.
The wrap the car in lights.
Oh, yeah.
I think if that started happening out here,
it started.
It started?
Yeah, there was one in Birmingham.
Oh,
in,
nice.
In Germany, like, you know, them have the
black. Like, because it started in Germany.
Christmas village.
Yeah.
So, like, them have like a Christmas village.
With, like a live village?
Yeah, man, with like things like life size gingerbread house and
them. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Something similar.
Oh, yeah, Jamaicans would definitely find that fascinating.
I mean, I guess that's, I guess.
In Colombia, since we're talking about it, in Colombia, they celebrate 22 days of Christmas and they have saints. Now, you have some saints, like, I make them make up them saints. They're like, but them have Saint Craig and Saint Radley on them Monday. Saint Mundy on them Monday, right? Let us make up some saints to celebrate.
No, man, there are lots of saints, bro.
It's 22, it's 22 days of celebration straight through.
Saint Bounty.
Sure, they never Saint Mundy.
Yeah, I promise you.
They're like blasphemy.
Yeah. When they want to order you to drink, they make up a scene.
Not the bell.
They make up a scene.
Yeah, but that's weird things. Yeah, that, yeah, but I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
that would definitely be.
That's like, but I really. I really notice it, boy, I don't know, maybe it's... But
so you just go some places and not even to care what about?
Yeah, I mean, especially like Christmas things. Like, I was thinking, hey, this all vibe and that's it.
Oh!
It's just done.
There is...
Now you remember.
In Delaware, there is a lane that's actually called Santa Claus Lane. And there's a house that is completely decked out to look like the North Pole. And it's like a thing where people drive past and pull over just to take pictures in front of
it. So you're not allowed inside to go and like,
No, because people live there. Because people actually live there.
I mean, I assume that's where...
That's a great idea.
I assume that's where the elves are working.
I do like... I mean, it's a much smaller scale though. I do like that most hotels that I stay in Christmas time have like a presentation at the front in the lobby, like a gingerbread presentation.
Yeah.
Like a, and it's really well done. Yeah. And it's actual, it's like you can really eat it. Like it's really.
Yeah.
So yeah, like it's like a real
gingerbread.
I like that. Stop.
Careful, I said that to Ragnarok.
Stop. Stop it.
It's your matter.
Stop it.
I don't say nothing. You don't need to.
Moderator.
What understood doesn't need to be said. I don't say nothing.
Then I mean,
gingerbread.
Who can make the sunshine?
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah.
You see anything interesting?
Mm?
Like
in
Maluna.
In all your travels?
I like very, very large Christmas trees. But I'm not talking about just some big Christmas trees. Christmas trees that it takes a while to walk around. And then you're looking and you have to go way back just even
take a picture
of the size of it.
Yeah.
And it's well presented.
Yeah, well decorated and well.
And then at night you're just standing there and seeing all these kids.
I love that.
Because that's like it's usually a picture of family. Because you're going, oh, you see people carrying kids. And even adults, everybody wanna take a picture. And when it to have that experience and it's snowing.
That's
not nice. Not big time like snowing.
No, big time snowing nasty. But like
it's just it's just right. It's just what I call it, just right snow. Yeah.
Some flurries, some
it's nice.
You see all of this family talk when I talk about nice and the auntie, you know. Everybody loves them family. We got my family. Anybody apart with them in-laws for the Christmas?
Who does that?
They're not family. Ain't no family that brother.
You know something always confused about what which one is in-laws again?
That's like your wife.
Your partner's family.
In-laws usually come over for Christmas dinner. But it's my place, They will come to us for Christmas dinner.
Yeah. I hope you enjoy that. Thanks to you. I mean, let's not shit on them right now because they're all come over.
No, I don't have a, I don't have a problem with it at all.
Remember, they don't come to live. They come to look back, Greg, and turn back.
My thing is.
Yeah, so they don't really trouble my things.
That's why I'm going to host people at my house many times.
They don't really trouble my things.
People are going to move things, I'm going to love them.
What kind of people come here?
That means
family.
No, bro.
And that's the problem.
You could be the man of my brother. You them just like, the man of my church, nothing.
No.
All the person
around here. Anybody come here, yeah, now feel set. Them can move shit around.
Family, the only person in my life who do that is my mother. She alone.
And yeah, she have other license.
So yeah, she doesn't
know what kind of life in my life.
But
you don't know
what I'm talking about. Free house and free for all.
People are really chopping the things.
You know where.
And even moms know, she not really.
Yeah.
I mean, if she see this, she's gonna just do it on purpose just for sure.
Just to piss
it. Remind me that she can't do it. But
I know everybody are going to work because I'm going to say, yo, that's why I know I'm going to be
Yeah, that's right.
That's exactly why.
Yeah. No, you just generally feel safe. You're weird like that, but...
Yeah, man, in-laws...
No, you're not trying to get mute.
In-laws and them something about
the whole show, me mute, you know?
What are you talking about? I never said anything.
Leave my friend alone.
There.
Love my friend.
Yeah, don't trouble there.
Oh. Who? What can go so?
Say, guys, as you know, we're talking. So, continuing on that same topic, want to use this moment to send just special blessings for the people who don't have family.
Big up. Jano.
People who don't have a sense of home, who, you know, lost a loved one, lost a mother, lost a father, who lost a family member of sorts.
Sure.
We're sending on an extra love.
But, and if you don't have a place to go this year, you need a little shelter and need some food.
Rodney's always accepting people. Rodney's doors are open.
Yeah, Rodney's doors always open.
Not anymore as it used to, but you know, there's always something to get. I mean, I always have something like that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so pull up a Rodney place.
Pull up. If you don't
you can move have... anything you want, you can take out anything you want.
In Nagosa.
No, it's still like me. My uncle, I mean, antisocial.
Yeah.
Not social.
Funny. I like that.
Can't advertise them still. Club social, nice.
Scream.
Yeah. Slap. Anybody ever tell you the story about the man who eat porridge with a fork?
No.
Wait, are you telling us to wrap it up or are you telling us to fuck off?
No.
The mere fact that you mentioned porridge alone, me could have.
How you do that? Porridge with a fork?
No, who has porridge?
You know eat porridge, man?
You know eat porridge?
I don't eat porridge.
No.
What? No.
No, they never get the right porridge.
That's for me.
No.
Never get the right porridge.
That's for me. I've tried them all, bro.
I don't like I've tried them.
It's the texture.
Oh. Yeah. It's just nuts.
It can't pass my chores.
Yes, it can. You just have to believe in yourself.
Listen to me. Answer this question.
I'm surprised.
After all of Hennessy, it still can't pass the truth.
I'm surprised.
Maybe it's a mode of delivery. Maybe it needs to go like a delivery. It needs to go like a bit further down before.
Texture the problem. Okay, so it's not that you said can't go down in
it. I don't drink porridge because the texture
it's too thick.
It's too grainy.
Mm. Oh, so if it's thick alone, that's good. You're the smooth, it's grainy. Smooth, you're good. You want the smooth and thick.
Okay.
Boneless.
Oh, we're running up
into this. Too grainy.
I saw it, and I'm running, and I'm thick and smooth.
Thick and smooth.
We understand the situation.
No, and it cannot be too thick either.
Mm, okay.
But this is why I don't drink porridge.
Okay.
My kids do though, so big of them.
Yeah, shout out to the kids.
Porridge.
Imagine that, even after children, you're still now got thick and smooth.
Well, no.
Yeah. Stop.
And that note, my friend, is where we should tell everybody. Season's greetings, happy Kwanzaa, Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Whatever I believe, whatever I enjoy.
Happy New Year, too.
Yeah, bon porridge for the new year.
And don't wait for the new year to be a new you. Be a new you now.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a message. That's a bar. Any New Year's resolutions? We're planning nothing fancy for the next year.
Screw resolution.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, but making a new
if you have to make a plan to change something tomorrow,
we live to be better.
You don't need to do it.
Yeah. The goal is always to just grow and evolve.
You see that? Yeah. Yes, hopefully the gym will be full come January.
You know it will. I was just talking to my Bridget the other night, and he runs a gym, and he say, yo, him create a flyer, New Year, New Me. I'm like, bro, we gym people don't like them, you know. Like, no disrespect to the people that are trying to, you know, work out and be, but we don't like y'all because y'all come in and pull up the gym.
Yeah, pop in and pop out.
Yeah. Okay,
so gym regulars, but for me, I'll take a break in January and just, you know, one, maybe a 1-2 day for the month. But then mid-February is when I start. Because by 6 weeks, them tired out and them say,
no. But then you have the carnival people that start coming.
Carnival people that start coming mid-February.
That's what we think we should do.
The serious ones. No, but the ones who believe in our crash
thing,
they must start like 2 weeks before carnival.
It's a lot of fun.
There's one of Panzan's dream golf club. Never tried.
It's so good.
I've done 6 weeks in my lifetime, 6 weeks in a gym. 4 weeks across the road and 2 weeks out of the town.
And I always tell people when you're just starting out in the gym, just give it 2 weeks. You see the first 2 weeks, just power through them.
I'm just going
to one after reason, the first 2 weeks.
A treadmill, that's it.
It really comes out the way.
Me a bad man, I'm ignorant. I'm a lift. Boy, but iron on them. No, leave that to Mikey. Mikey thing that.
Mm.
You understand? Body up and rear. Yeah. Yeah. Me don't want to look like me use me to do other hand.
Yeah.
No, fuck that. Pepper spray.
Yeah.
No, me, me good.
You see?
What are you about talking badly about my friends?
Which friend?
Yeah. Yo, don't talk about Tyson like that.
I never said that about Mikey were bad.
You said he uses mace for the
other hand. He looks like.
I say you. I don't want to walk like somebody who used pepper spray.
He does not, walk like,
spray,
he does not walk like that.
When last you seen him on stage, yeah, that's how Mikey wore it.
That was muscle.
It's a hard
job. Intimidation.
Yeah.
Guys, it's been a wonderful day. I feel like the Sarah is setting, you know. Everybody started getting mellow.
You see what this quality eyes? No, you know. Unlike them Chinese ice, though.
And that is why we always lean on our sponsors, Ice and Plastic.
Ice and Plastic.
This could have been your product, by the way.
Brought to you by Heist.
This could have been your product, by the way. And we could have been engaging with it, telling stories about it, asking questions about it.
Yeah.
So, if you'd like to feature your product.
Bing!
If you'd like to feature your product here, or anywhere on this set,
feel free. And don't pay the Arsenal thing in mind. We really do like Man U.
We really do.
Yeah. Okay.
You
request.
I don't know about that song.
True.
you can't.
I can say. No, I'm not. But like when you said it, I'm like, Monday.
Until 2025, everybody.
Big up on the
set. Big up on the set. My God.